This hour of Kevin Miller in the Morning is brought to you by Tway Travel, your adventure travel specialists. Fighting for America.
The USA Freedom Act makes clear the government cannot indiscriminately acquire Americans' call detail records.
This legislation still allows the government to collect everything they want against Americans.
Fighting for Idaho.
It is important that our veterans don't become another political football.
We've not just let them down, we've let them die. This is awful stuff. Somebody ought to be held accountable for it.
Fighting for you.
52.5% are not in favor of the bike lane.
The cyclists don't follow the law. They ride in an unsafe fashion. They don't pay their way.
Boise's bike lane pilot project will continue at least for another week and a half.
Boise's Mr. Right, Kevin Miller in the Morning.
Only in America.
On 580 KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
And good morning, Kevin Miller with you here. Blessed to be a part of your day at 580 KIDO. It looks like we've got a scheduling conflict with former State Senator Nicole LaFaver. We will get her on when she's available. Hopefully it will be next week. And I had so many questions that I wanted to ask her, and I know you wanted to ask her, and, you know, just it really plays into what we'll discuss coming up here at 580-5436. And remember, keep it here at 720. I'll tell you when you can win your chance to win twice today, $1,000 on 580 KIDO. Now, you know, back to the former state senator. First of all, whether we agree with her or I agree with her or not is irrelevant. I think that we need more discussion. And certainly with what's going on across the country, with same-sex marriage, with what's going on across Idaho, I was really looking forward to that and the tenor and tone of the conversation. So we hope, in the spirit of dialogue, that we can get her on next week, and we understand these things happen, so we wish her a safe and happy weekend, and we hope that she will come on with us again, because there are so many questions that I have concerning what's going on, and I know that you have. And here's the deal. How do we bring America together? It's through discussion. Well, Kevin, I view it this way, and you know something? You're entitled to your views. And so is everybody else. And when you engage with someone, you get their perspective. How has this nation evolved? Through dissent, through discussion, through conversation. Heck, you used to have the town crier. I was going to say town choir for some reason. Town crier. And he would get up there and people would react to the news. A precursor to talk radio. And I know in my life, I hate that. When you get to know someone, you go, wow, they're a person. So anyway, we will talk with her when she's available, hopefully Tuesday or Wednesday of next week. I think it's important. And it's a style of talk radio that, you know, I pioneered 20 years ago. And I don't want to say I, because it's never about me. This show is about you. But where you have dissenting points of view, there are people, and Mr. Hannity, Sean does it very well, and he'll go back and forth, but I love it when there's engagement. What makes Facebook so cool, so wicked awesome? It's engagement. And that's missing. You know, Representative Rushi, when he, through the czar of quality control, God bless the czar, remember the czar? He used to come in and go, I worked at KJR. And he's friends with this guy. And he went up to him when we were doing the Thomas Hammer shows. And he said, hey, how about coming on with Kevin Miller? And the guy said, I've heard that there's no benefit to me coming on. And we see that now, an orchestrated campaign by Democrats, with the exception of the courageous Mr. Erpelding, to kind of ignore conservative media. Look, I'm a conservative. We had a lib on the other day. She was a laughing lib. I think it's great to have discussion and fired up conversations. Heck, I remember one day when Steve Ackerman and I were having a conversation, who could turn the reddest debating immigration? You never want to talk about immigration with Steve Ackerman. You're not going to win because the guy's very well researched. But back to the point about engagement. So I'm sad that Representative Rushi
feels that way. And I do believe Mr. Belukov feels that way as well. You know, it's very easy. And look, we have nothing against the man. He's successful financially. He's done wonders for the schools. He cares. He's in the arena. But it's very easy to listen to a snarky political operative that tells you to avoid Kevin Miller instead of coming on and doing an interview with the Treasure Valley's cream puff. It's easy to make allegations against a politician like Governor Otter when you have Popke on politics to recite your quotes. But sooner or later, you're going to have to answer to the people. And we see an orchestrated campaign not to engage. Of course, then you have people, and this is what I was going to talk to the state senator about, former state senator about. You know, Governor Otter on Facebook posted a short statement, and I'm sure it was one of Governor Otter's people. And Governor Otter said, hey, thank you, Ninth Circuit, for staying the wiping out the law on same-sex marriage. You know what I'm saying. And the vitriol, the hatred directed at Butch Otter from the left was unnerving. And we always talk about a safe zone and people because of their, of who they love are worried about, you know, it goes back to add the words. And people talk about hate speech and conservatives being intolerant. I could not believe the rhetoric, the personal attacks, the hatred directed at Butch Otter for simply saying, thank you, Ninth Circuit, let's let the legal process handle this contentious issue. There are comments about race, age, bigotry. And really, the Windsor decision did this country a grave disservice when you had the majority writing that if you believe in God and traditional marriage, that you're a bigot. And whether I'm on the wrong side of history or not, I was talking to somebody very special about this the other day that disagrees with me on same-sex marriage or gays or whatever, or gay marriage, whatever you want to say. I was looking to a friend of mine the other day say, well, you know, Michael Sam, it's a gay issue, not a race issue. But, you know, you are a collection of your beliefs. And if I'm wrong, so be it, but I'm going to stand for my beliefs just as you should. I should not be called, as I have been online and everywhere else, a bigot, a homophobe, or whatever else, for saying that I believe marriage is a man and a woman. And the state senator should be treated with respect when she comes on here. And she is. But I did want to ask her about the tone where people start calling people names. See, that's where I think people lose. Coming up, Mark Cuban steps in it. Your phone calls at 580-5436, kevin@kidoam.com, and a few other issues. But first, when the International Playboy calls, I must get to the phones. It's a dictate here at 580-KIDO. Pat from Middleton, good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. You know, you're a nice guy, and you mean well, but you're never going to find the middle ground with them, the anyone on the left. I don't care if it's race. I don't care if it's religion. I don't care if it's the LGBT thing. You'll never find that middle ground. This is almost like the Palestinians and the Israelis. The more the Israelis give up to the Palestinians so that they can have peaceful ground or their own little area or whatever it is, the Palestinians keep lobbing those missiles into their country and keep sending homicide bombers all the time in there to destroy their country, because the whole goal is to wipe out the Israelis so that they can have their land. Now, the same thing was with the gay community and the race community. Last night I was watching the Kelly Files, and this guy, the subject was about the Washington Redskins and how the Senate came in and wanted to 50 senators want the Redskins to drop their name. And they had this young kid on that looked probably like he was in his 20s, talking about how it's hurtful and vengeful. And the kid looks no more like a Native American than you or I. If anyone knows you, you're a redhead, you know, so, and fair skin and can't be out in the sun more than 20 minutes. So this kid's talking about, and he happens to mention that they have to tell the youth that they should be insulted by this. Kids aren't naturally insulted by anything until you tell them they must be offended. And this is why all that rhetoric. So the more you give them playing area, the more that you talk about feelings, more people realize, oh, I'm gay and I should be offended by someone calling me gay. They don't even know it. And so that's not the point. They want to destroy us.
You're saying that there's no tolerance on the left.
There is absolutely no tolerance on the left. Look at where we've come with the race relations. I love Herman Cain, Alan West, Condoleezza Rice. I think they're great people. I don't see their skin color. I look at their character, exactly what Martin Luther King Jr. asked of us. Show the content of your color, and the color of your skin will mean nothing to anybody.
Now I have to ask you a question to lighten the load here a little. Why are you watching the Kelly file?
Well, she's very attractive for one thing.
Look, I will not watch that show because she replaced Sean Hannity.
Well,
how can we say there's a war on women when Megyn Kelly replaces Sean Hannity when everybody's a woman these days? I mean, really, hold on. At 580 KIDO, Pat, aren't you going to readily admit that we live in a world ruled by women?
Well, that's always been the case, whether they're on TV or at the home.
No, I mean, Fox has a new show called Outnumbered. I mean, it's that's why I have issues. But I think women, it's not a war on women. It's women rule the world.
Look, the first time. Sean
and
Hannity
you
comes,
are a collaborator in that by watching Megyn Kelly.
The first time Sean Hannity shows come on is when I'm home, and that's at 11 o'clock at night. So I have to be able to watch it because the day's over. I'm in bed for getting ready for bed. And so I watch Sean Hannity.
Look, we don't have to get a rundown of your nightly activities.
but when the TV goes off, it's on Fox. So when I turn it on, it's already on Fox on the DVR on DirecTV. So it's already on. I just happen to be making dinner. And
is it time for traffic yet? I think it is.
Oh, come on now. You asked me a question. I'm giving you an honest answer.
It's not a very compelling answer. Look, you were on here last week. You had the entire show last week while you were eating.
And you were jealous if you couldn't get a bite in edgewise.
Yeah, you're on both counts.
But the point is,
I guess you're not getting a hint, are you?
You want me off the radio is what you're saying.
I'm not saying that. I'm ruled by a clock. Unlike you, that you are your own boss, I have people to answer to.
Well, see, that's just it. You're not strong enough, man. You need to tell them who the boss is. You're the host.
I'm a slappy is what I am. Why don't you do this? Why don't you introduce traffic for us, Pat?
Hey, now we're going to have traffic going into Boise from Nampa. It's bad. It's good. But he'll tell you the truth. Here it goes.
All right. Well, hold on. We got to get the traffic sounder. Why don't we get the traffic sounder, and we'll have you introduce traffic here at 580 KIDO.
I thought I already did.
Dave Ramsey, weekdays noon till 3 on 580 KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
If I see a black kid in a hoodie and it's late at night, I'm walking to the other side of the street. And if on that side of the street there's a white guy, bald head, tattoos all over his face, I'm walking back to the other side of the street.
There's something wrong with the world today.
They beat him and then they use some kind of a taser to make him collapse. And he's doing much worse now than he was even doing before he went to the hospital.
Things in a different way.
If somebody's mismanaged or engaged in misconduct, I want them punished.
We can't just let them down. We've let them die. This is awful stuff.
We're living on the edge.
Jim Tapper, don't you ever talk about me like that.
We're living on the edge.
I'm the best president in the game. What do you think, Richard? Was that good?
Living on the edge.
Good morning, Kevin Miller in the morning, 580-KIDO. Phone number is 580-5436, kevin@kidoam.com. What you can and can't say in America. Coming up, we'll talk about the Mark Cuban situation. and the issue involving same-sex marriages. By the way, it's interesting that South Dakota's ban, I think, on same-sex marriage now is being challenged by four lesbians. And take a look at what's going on across the country. You have maybe four people, like in Idaho, I think it's six, that have overturned a law by 63% of the population. In Oregon now, 200 same-sex couples have applied for marriage licenses. We go to Miles at 580KIDO with Kevin Miller in the morning. Good morning, Miles.
Good morning. I guess the question would be asked, what is the strategy in the Boise Valley and the Treasure Valley? You want to extend it into the Magic Valley. What's the strategy the Democrats have now that the lobbyists have their say and it's sunk their ship?
You're right. Thanks for sticking on the topic. Ronnie in Caldwell at 580KIDO. Good morning, Ronnie.
I know, dude. Hey, you know this gay marriage thing you're talking about? I think you better start supporting it, dude, because if you keep talking about how much better Sean Hannity is than Megyn Kelly, dude, I'm going to start thinking you've got the gay.
Wait a minute. You're saying that I've got the gay, quoting you. What do you mean by that?
Dude, I mean, if you put it this way, man, if like 100 guys call in today and you take a survey, man, they're all going to say the same thing I'm saying. Dude, Megyn Kelly's so smoking hot, she almost starts forest fires just looking at the TV screen, man.
Then again, if you're saying I've got, quote, the gay from you, I would say to you, it would take one to know one.
I don't know about that, man, but it seems like when Hannity comes up, you're like, I love Sean, and he's my boy, and stuff. Dude, it's almost like you've got some tendencies, you know? Have you ever heard about that?
I can't keep a straight face.
I mean,
wait a minute. You're a sexologist or whatever? First of all, let me just say this, Ronnie, that... Sean Hannity has always been like a mentor to me, and I've worked with Sean, and I've worked with Megyn Kelly, and I prefer Sean Hannity.
Oh my, Steve, you just said it again. See, that's what I'm talking about. You can't say stuff like that, man. You've got to be like, oh yeah, dude, Megan's hot, I know, she looks good, and stop saying the thing about Sean all the time.
So really, the reason why you watch Megan is, to use your term, your sexist term, is that she's hot, not because she has a brain.
It's two things, man. One, if I did like Sean...
How's the stalking case going?
I knew you'd go there. If I like Sean as much as you do, I still wouldn't tell people about it. I would do it undercover, dude. And here's the thing.
You would do it on the down low. So in other words, man, a man cannot watch a man's show because, according to you... That means they've got, quote-unquote, the gay.
Dude, you can get the gay. I mean, there's people that are born being gay. And there's
Do you have experience with that?
Have
you gotten it before?
One time I did think I sort of got the gay a little bit. It was a long time ago, dude, but it was one of my favorite rock stars. I started to have a little thing for him, but...
So, in reality, you're projecting your own tendencies onto me because you had a love affair with a rock star.
No. See, this is where you're going wrong.
You had a thing for a guy.
Not like that, dude. Here's what
Not like that, but I can't watch Sean Hannity, but you can, well, I don't know. Was it George Michael?
It was Careless Whispers. How did you know? How did you know about that? Dude, it was right when he broke up from Wham and did his own solo tour is when I sort of was like, you know, George Michael's has sort of got it all. And how did you know? Who told you that? Only two people know about that.
Now everybody knows that you had a thing for George Michael.
But it wasn't that, dude. I'm telling you, I went to a doctor and was like, hey, this is what I've been thinking. And he's like, no, that's not gay. You don't got the gay. You've got a bromance. It was a bromance, dude. That's all it was.
So you say, Ronnie, it's okay. We accept you.
Now, I don't got the problem here, buddy. Don't try to turn the tables on me.
As long as you don't break the law, stalker, we accept you. If you'd like to come out of the closet right now, you can do so. This is a safe place.
Now, if you want to keep going on about your boy, Sean, and you guys go on campouts and stuff together, then that's fine with me, too. But just don't tell us that he's better than you know, Megyn Kelly.
And on that, we continue on. Thank you, Ronnie.
Uh-huh. Good night.
And I thought we had reached a new depth with Pat from Middleton giving us the traffic. Can anybody save this show? The host? That's the job. That's enough out of you, Sweet William. Oh, why do they call you Sweet William? Well, I think you have issues as well. However, that's the host's job to save the show. Well, the inmates run the asylum here. 580-5436, 580-KIDO. Coming up was this out of line.
I see a black kid in a hoodie at night on the other side of the street bouncing up. You know, I'm probably on the same side of the street. I'm probably going to walk to the other side of the street. If I see a white guy with a shaved head and lots of tattoos, I'm going back to the other side of the street, right? If I see anybody that looks threatening, you know, probably chances are there's part of me that takes into account race and gender and age.
Mark Cuban under fire for those comments. Were they racist, dead on, or out of line? 580-5436. Can we speak freely in America today? I want to hear from you next. Kevin Miller, 580 KIDO.
You better start supporting it, dude, because if you keep talking about how much better Sean Hannity is than Megyn Kelly, dude, I'm going to start thinking he's not the gay.
Must hear radio every morning.
Thank God it's
Kevin Miller on 580 KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
Thank God it's
And don't forget, coming up tomorrow, the return of Tea Party Bob. Gary Rainey will join us, the sheriff, at 8 o'clock. And Pat from Middleton, along with Patriot Ray tomorrow. Boy, that'll be an action-packed panel. We go back to the phones. We go to Katie and Wilder at 580KIDO. Good morning, Katie.
Good morning. How are you?
Me, my name's Kevin. Good. How are you?
Good. I'm good. I was calling because I thought you were trying to talk about, like, the Add the Words campaign and the stuff that's going on that way, but then everybody that's been calling in has been talking about other stuff. Can you tell me what we're supposed to be talking about this morning?
That's a good point, Katie. I really don't know. It really originally started out that we would have former State Senator Nicole LaFavor on talking about Add the Words and the same-sex marriage situation here in Idaho. When that didn't happen, we started talking about expression, and then Ronnie called in to say, quote-unquote, I got the gay.
Oh, well, good for Ronnie. You know, I vote for Ronnie's rights. I am very pro-gay. I'm not gay, but I think it's great.
Do you think that Ronnie's gay?
I don't know Ronnie.
Well, you just listened to him. He said he had a thing for George Michaels.
Well, you know, I like George Michael, but I don't know. I'd have to meet him, but he sounded kind of rude.
Well, I'm sorry, Katie. Go ahead, please. We try not to be rude here. So what can we do for you? What would you like to talk about? The Add the Words campaign?
Yeah, actually, I would. I was on Facebook this morning, and I saw this really awesome documentary beginning about the Add the Words campaign, you know, where everybody was standing, like, in the Capitol building, and they had their hand over their mouth. And there was this man that was just screaming at Nicole, telling her that she was violent. And anyway, I don't know. You should try and find the documentary on Facebook. But I definitely support the Add the Words campaign, and I think that homosexual couples should have the exact same rights as heterosexual couples as far as adoption, anything like that goes.
Well, Katie, anything else?
Not really. I don't think so. It's pretty early. I haven't had a lot of coffee yet.
Well, we appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. There we have it. Katie calling in. We go to Terry in State College, Pennsylvania. Thank you for your patience at 580 KIDO with Kevin Miller. Hello, Terry.
Good morning, Kevin. How are you?
A little confused after that last call, but go ahead, please. Sir, you're
well,
on
actually,
the air.
I have a remark for the last call. There's a posting on YouTube just brought up by many of the alternative news sources that's showing that a gay rights activist, a very prominent gay rights activist, says that the whole push behind this gay marriage is to destroy traditional marriage. You know, for them to come out and openly admit that really bothers me. You can call them joining, you can call whatever you want, but certainly, you know, gay marriage is not marriage. Marriage is traditional man-woman. But the reason I called, 27 years ago, we got rid of cable TV, and we've been very selective on what radio stations we've listened to, where we've, you know, acquired our news at. And as you know, I follow international news probably a lot more than others. But the point is, Mr. Belukov, I'm very disappointed he won't come on. I mean, I've got two radio stations we listen to, KIDO most of the day, and then when my girls have Air One on, they're listening to Air One. So it's like I don't chase candidates around to hear what they have to say. I really would like to hear, you know, where does he stand on issues? You know, what are his plans for the state of Idaho? You know, I like to stay informed. So I urge Mr. Belukov to come on KIDO and interview with Kevin, just so I and my family can hear.
Well, it would be nice that it would be nice if his handlers respected your vote.
Well, there's three votes in my house, and I know there's three and four votes in other houses. You know, they're, you know, whatever, whether they respect it or not, it's up to them. But, you know, certainly if somebody's unwilling to commit themselves to a public forum where, you know, the world can hear, this is what I believe. Well, certainly, you know, I'm not going to speak favorably of this individual I'm out in public. As a matter of fact, if a person's fearful of coming forward like that, I'm probably going to do my own little campaign against the individual. I don't care who it is. You know, I get very angry when somebody won't come forward and won't go public and say, these are my stances. You know, that there's something, what are they hiding? You know, and certainly I think that's a question that everybody should ask. What are they hiding if they won't go public like this? Something there's not right, Kevin. I mean, that's a black and white issue of, you know, the human, mankind. So I just encourage him to come on. I mean, I know, you know, this is the diversified station of Idaho. My, oh, my, you have everybody on, and everybody's entitled to their opinion. You don't cut people off. You don't bark at them. You don't scream at them because they're different from your opinion. So the fact that he won't come on tells me he's not diversification is not really, you know, perhaps a stand that he takes. I don't know. Just very disappointed this individual that wants to govern the state of Idaho won't come on public radio. I'm sorry. There's an issue with that. Okay, I ranted. I feel much better.
Terry, your therapy session's over free of charge.
Thank you very much. You have a good day.
All right, take care. Our friend Terry from State College, Pennsylvania. A local story here at 580 KIDO. Well, local if you live in and around Boise. But you've got this kid. Well, not really a kid. He's 20 years old. Matthew Armstrong. Have you heard about this? I think it was on the television last night. He's 20 years old. He's responsible, according to the police, for 342 reports of graffiti throughout Boise. He's charged with six felony counts of malicious injury to property. Apparently, he's already in the Ada County Jail. Remember, Sheriff Rainey will be joining us in the 8 o'clock hour. He was already charged with graffiti crimes. He's initially jailed May 6th on a probation violation. So, here we have a young man who already violated his probation. Here we have a young man who apparently had nothing better to do than destroy people's property, according to the Statesman staff here. And now he's going to be charged with, 342 counts, six felony counts of destroying other people's property. Apparently, according to this in-depth report here at 580KIDO, it's not gang-related, it's tagging, the most common form of graffiti. They get public exposure for the signature tags. Graffiti is one of the most commonly complained about crimes in the city, according to Captain Steve Myers of the Boise PD. Business owners do this. Look, I find graffiti repugnant. And there are a lot of people, you go to other cities, heck, you even go to parts of the cities we live in, and you see the graffiti. To me, it's the ultimate act of disrespect for people's property. You see someone that works hard each and every day, that does something, whether it's a business, whether it's their home, and then you have these young people, and dare I say it, punks, that have no respect for other people's property. Now, you could say, what's the big deal? Whether or not he should be charged as a felon. Yes. Yes. He should be charged as a felon.
he should make restitution while he's making license plates in Ada County. Why is this even an issue? At 580-5436, because we've gone soft on ourselves. We've gone soft on the kids. In the old days, if you threw rocks at somebody's house, you had to deal with pop.
Assume the position.
Thank you, sir. May I have another? Thank you, sir. May I have another? Thank you, sir. May I have another?
So if I were anybody affiliated with this young scholar, already violating his probation, running around, doing these sorts of things, it's time to bring back some corporal punishment. Now you're going to have the leftist loons, the liberal loons, as my friend Dave likes to call them, liberal loons, saying that this is art, this is freedom, this is expression. As far as what? What gives someone the right to destroy your property? How many times have we seen people keying cars? You ever go pay for a paint job? It costs a lot of money. And instead of making excuses for this jabroni, I think it's time that the guy does some time. Kevin, we don't have the jail space. Kevin, it's just a, you know, he can go out and repaint things and everything else. Do you want your house repainted after it's been vandalized by someone who probably hasn't worked a day in their life? Oh, Kevin, you're judgmental. Oh, Kevin. Talk to the police officers that have to deal with these slappies. And they'll tell you about judgmental. And gosh, if we didn't have them around, everything would be tagged. When are people going to have respect for other people's property? 6 felony counts? Well, let's face it. I don't know about you, but I always make sure I respect people's property. Is that a lost, antiquated art in the Treasure Valley? I hope not. Is a felony too much? Not in my opinion, but maybe you have one differently. 580-5436, Kevin at KIDOAM.com. Sometimes I just want to...
I want to slap somebody.
Exactly. Let's get you to work safely and on time, hopefully with a smile.
Dave Ramsey, weekdays noon till 3 on 580 KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
Kevin Miller in the morning, 580 KIDO. It is 7:56. Remember, Sheriff Rainey will be joining us very soon. Let's go to the phone. We go to Catherine at 580 KIDO. Hello, Catherine.
Hello. How are you today?
I'm good. Sounds like you're
good.
A little busy.
How am I? Busy, yeah. Hey, my husband and I went down to the Melaleuca Convention this last weekend, and there's a very interesting story about a boy who used to do graffiti. Anyway, he got in trouble for doing graffiti when he was a teenager, and some counselor or some advisor talked to him and told him, he said, why don't you take this thing that you love to do and make something positive out of it, how to make something good out of it. And so he did. And what he showed us on the stage is what he changed that to. He had tarps on the stage and a big canvas set up on an easel. And he took paintbrushes and slopped it on this canvas. And when he got done, we looked at it and we couldn't really see anything until he took the picture and turned it upside down. It was a gorgeous picture of Elvis. And that's what he did with his graffiti thing, fetish. I don't know what you want to call it. But anyway.
His graffiti fetish.
I don't know if that's what you call it. But he changed. It was a positive thing. He changed from doing something very harmful to doing something good and very entertaining. He entertained thousands of people down there, and everybody was, awed by what he did on the stage.
So you're saying there's hope for this slappy?
Well, there's hope for everybody, but, you know, not everybody takes that hope and goes with it.
You know what I say, spare the rod, spoil the child.
Well, I don't think that he should go unpunished.
What about that kid in the background?
Oh, we do child care here.
All right.
When they behave, they get to play and have a good time. If they don't, they can sit in a corner or whatever they need to do.
And Catherine, I got to run, but thank you. It's kind of like my relationship with Pat from Middleton. When he behaves, he can have fun. When he doesn't, he sits in a corner. 580KIDO. Hello, Dave.
Good.
And coming up next, Sheriff Gary Rainey joins us. He returns to the Octagon, the arena of ideas. Well, to the show. 580KIDO. We'll be right back.